Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the WhatsApp line, a message in from Tian. The road is closed in Silverton Dale and the traffic is being redirected through the Easterist area. It is very, very slow there as a result. And then also in Pretoria, you can expect delays on the N4 eMalahleni Highway West going towards the N1 Highway.
German has a bit more on this in a few minutes, but just a heads up. SAFA President Danny Yordaan has been released on bail today, along with two of his co-accused. They're being accused of corruption to the amount of about 1.3 million rand. So stay tuned if you want to know more about that. Meanwhile, in Limpopo, the police confirmed the arrest of a 50-year-old man for the murder of a teenager who went missing on Monday. The 15-year-old's body was found at a farm near Kalava outside Toyando. And the government has released a new draft bylaw aimed at regulating township economies and improving food safety. Minister in the Presidency Kumbutso Ncabeni confirmed the Gazette during a post-cabinet media briefing today. The proposed bylaw follows the death of children in several provinces due to foodborne illnesses. And news from the continent, a Rwandan soldier opened fire in a bar today, killing five civilians. According to the army, it's unclear what prompted the shooting in the early hours of the morning, but it does confirm that the 39-year-old sergeant has been arrested. I'm Marlene Fouchier. More news at 5.
Sports news is brought to you by Superbet this afternoon. Winning isn't just for your team. You can win for yourself at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with that big news story of the day. The South African Football Association President Danny Yordaan was arrested and charged earlier today with using the group's resources for his own purposes in a fraud and theft case amounting to 1.3 million rand. He was accused of hiring a private security company for his own protection and a public relations firm without the authorization of the SAFA board. The 73-year-old Yordaan is reportedly said to have hired a public relations firm after his reputation took a knock after a South African singer and former lawmaker alleged in 2017 that he had sexually assaulted her 25 years previously. He denied the allegations. Staying with football news, Dr. Irvin Khoza was re-elected unopposed as the chairperson of the National Soccer League at the league's quadrennial general meeting that was held in Sandton earlier today. And the president of the Football Association, Tariq Babiteng, he's confident that South African coach Morena Murebudi will guide the Zebras back to the Africa Cup of Nations, where they've been absent for more than a decade. And under pressure, coach of Wales, Warren Gatland, has made four changes to the side that were beaten by Fiji to take on Australia. That's in Cardiff on Sunday. Wales went down 24-19 against the Fijians last weekend in what was a record-equaling 10th successive defeat. There's some live action on the go at the moment in terms of some cricket news. Dolphins taking on the Titans. The Momentum Multiply Titans, of course, playing in Durban because their home stadium is being used. Deval Brevis, he's made yet another century first class. 122 at the moment. He is not out of 130 deliveries, so in quick time as well, with the Titans on 316 for the loss of those five wickets. And of course, there's a match that's about to go down. South Africa winning the toss against India, and they've chosen to bowl first against the Indians in the T20 at Centurion at Supersport Park. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbet is turning up the heat with cash prizes up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand real money bet and stand a chance to be one of five winners weekly and get a shot at the 5,000 Rand grand prize on the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbet is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s, winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jack Array.